The Old Time Review Show Podcast.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Old Time Review Show Podcast. My name's Jamie Dyer, welcoming you to this edition where we've got a few things to talk to you about. But before I announce what's coming up on the show, I just want to say thank you so much for the support. We've been putting more work into our website. Our social media at the moment is booming, so thank you very much for the support on that. And if you're interested in anything that we've talked about on this podcast, past or present, any guests, or you just want to get in contact with us, you can email me personally, Jamie at oldtimereview.co.uk. Now, a little bit later on, I'm going to be talking about a new series coming to Talking Pictures TV in the UK. I'm also going to talk about the Netflix original Still Laughing, The Stars Celebrate, dedicated to the Rowan and Martin classic. But first, let's review a new release, shall we?
The Old Time Review Show Podcast.
The name Tommy Steele is possibly more associated these days with his career in musical theatre and musicals like Half a Sixpence and things like that, that kind of latter end. But his early career is sometimes a little bit underrated. For those uninitiated towards the early career of Tommy Steele, he was one of Britain's first rock and roll stars. And if you're not familiar with it, well, you've missed a treat. But the good thing is that thankfully you'll be able to catch up thanks to a brand new compilation from Bear Family Records, based in Germany. Now, they're a fantastic label. They're always releasing these compilations of different works, and this is the first in a new series called The Brits Are Rockin', and this is volume one, focusing on Tommy Steele. The CD itself is called Doomsday Rock, and it's a 34 track collection covering the early years of his rock and roll career, from 1956 to 1960. And as you'd expect with this label, the quality of the recordings are outstanding. When I first put it on, I was expecting very low quality, not very good fidelity, you know, because those early recordings, some of them sound like other similar artists, some of them sound like they were recorded in a cellar below a pub or something. But this sounds as clear as if Tommy Steele went into the studio yesterday and recorded something. That is how clear it is. And it's a mixture of recordings from that period, including tracks from a live album that he did. Now, the thing that amazed me was live recordings from that era are not particularly good, but this is extremely clear. So Bear Family Records have done a fantastic job of restoring these now quite old recordings, and I can really thank them for that. And obviously, when you're buying a compilation, it's not just about the music, it's about the whole package, because let's be honest, you know, you can download things these days, but with a CD, you want the package. And I tell you, with this CD, I think you get it, because you get not only 34 tracks, you also get a 40-page booklet written by UK music critic and biographer David Gibsone, of course. And there are also rare photos and illustrations in this 40-page booklet as well. And in addition to that, you also get quite an extended discography inside it as part of this booklet from the period. So you get to find out where all these various tracks, where they've all come from, which is a fantastic thing. So all I can say really is that if you're a fan of Tommy Steele and collect a lot of his works, it is worth picking it up if you're a completist. You might not want to buy the same tracks again, but do give it a listen if you can, because you might find that the quality is just that much better, a little bit clearer perhaps than some of the older compilations that exist out there. And if you're a new fan of Tommy Steele, I have to say his mixture of genres, mixing rock and roll with genres such as swing, blues, country, a little bit of easy listening in there as well, and all this big band stuff, and he does it in such a clear British way. So it was a great thing for the Bear Family Records to start their brand new compilation series, The Brits Are Rockin', with Tommy Steele, because what a great introduction it is to the listener to actual British rock and roll, so clearly inspired by the American style that was causing a lot of excitement at that period. What a great introduction to something that was so obviously inspired by that, but with British sensibilities. And yes, there are covers of American standards on there, but I tell you something, the more Steele orientated songs, the songs that are closely associated with him as a performer, things like Drunken Guitar and Elevator Rock, obviously, and his first single, Rock with the Caveman, man, they rock. Drunken Guitar in particular is an instrumental, and I tell you something, it is just clear rock and roll. It is tight, but not too tight. And I think I can say that is pretty much the entire compilation. I think they've picked fantastic 34 tracks. I do have a little bit of a query about putting things on there chronologically, which they haven't done. They've kind of mixed up the years a bit. But I guess that only shows to prove how diverse Tommy Steele was as a performer at that point. Because the latter half of the recordings in that period are a little bit more along the lines of what you get later, a little bit more musical theatre, but there's a lovely mixture in there. So that is Doomsday Rock. That is a brand new compilation from Bear Family Records. Do be sure to check out our website for details how you can obtain that. And that is a compilation of Tommy Steele recordings recorded between 1956 and 1960. So it's a big thumbs up from me. I just want to take this moment in this particular podcast to say how much I'm loving what British channel Talking Pictures are doing at the moment. In addition to some very rare films getting an airing on British TV for sometimes the first time in decades, they've also done a magnificent job of reintroducing some TV classics that you do wonder why they've not been on ITV 3 or 4, sometimes ever, you know, if not for a long time. I really can applaud them for that. It's not their main focus, but I've loved the fact that they've kept it up. For the Love of Ada was a brilliant sitcom that had an airing on there recently. They've started showing Rumpole of the Bailey, another great series, and they're currently working their way through the complete series of Vandervolk as well, with that very iconic theme tune. But one thing in particular that gets me very excited is they are about to show one of my favourite series ever. Okay, so in the 1970s, I like to think of it as a little bit of a glory time for children's television. There's experimentation, it's very much in the moment, and there are all these shows being created. And because ITV3 is very kind of focused and you know, it's aimed at a specific audience, they don't believe that people want to see old kids shows. But what Talking Pictures have done is they're about to resurrect a magnificent show from the 70s called Shadows. It was an anthology series aimed at children, and it ran from 1975 to 78, and it was a Thames production. And literally, if you're a fan of British TV from the 1970s or beyond, actually, there are some fantastic actors. And I'm not going to spoil it. All I'm going to say is there was always a creepy element to it. It was kind of science fiction for kids, you know, very kind of very tame by today's standards, but very, very well written and produced, and possibly very influential for later TV. And if you want to know a little bit more about the series, do be sure to go and look it up on the internet somewhere. It is available on DVD, but if you don't want to spend the money on the DVD, you can catch it weekdays at 5 p.m. in the UK, starting Monday the 3rd of June on Talking Pictures TV. That is Shadows, the children's anthology series. Don't let that title put you off. Don't let children put you off. It is brilliant. That is all I'm going to say, and I cannot wait to watch it once more. A few years ago, I stumbled upon an iconic TV show that I'd heard about, but I'd never actually seen. On Amazon Prime currently, across the world I believe, available is the full series, all of the seasons that were made, of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In', the iconic rapid-fire sketch show that ran from the late 60s until the early 70s. It is absolutely amazing. It is so quick and clever, and trying to kind of be very revolutionary, it hits you with idea after idea. The sketches are phenomenal. The likes of Judy Kahn and Artie Johnson, Joanne Worley, my favourite, alongside Ruth Buzzy, of course, and later on, Richard Dawson even got in on the act, along with Lily Tomlin as well, and Britain's own Jeremy Lloyd. And it's just an absolutely fantastic series that makes you think as well as laugh. And it was groundbreaking in its day. And even watching it 50 years on, see, I had to think about that. 50 years on, it is still as relevant today as it was when they made it at that particular time. And this is why I got very excited when I heard that Netflix were producing a special celebrating Laugh-In', and that they'd managed to get Joanne Worley, Ruth Buzzy and Lily Tomlin. I was very excited by this, and the whole host of other stars were involved in this thing as well, because that's the thing about the original show, is they got celebrities in who you'd never expect to see on a show like that. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, because if you want to see it, I'm not going to stop you. Of course I'm not, because I love the series and I do think it's worth watching. However, I was very disappointed with what I saw, because for me, billing Lily Tomlin above everyone else was probably not the best idea. And also, they did a lot of sketches that were inspired by the old sketches. I mean, they did, you know, the dancing sketches they used to do, and they did new versions of that, and they mixed it in with clips. But I have to say, as a viewer, as a fan, I found myself laughing more at the old clips than I was at anything new, because they didn't seem to have the timing. Sometimes it felt like they lingered too long. They didn't seem sometimes to want to be there. And I got a little bit confused halfway through as to what the show was going to be, supposed to be. Is it a celebration? Is it a compilation of old clips mixed with new? Or is it some kind of roast thing where people come in and talk about how it influenced them and all things like that? It was nice to see Michael Douglas talking about his father, but the rest of it, I was a little bit confused as to what it was supposed to be. And also, if you've got stars from the original show, free stars, because unfortunately a lot of them are no longer with us, you get free stars from the original show, Ruth Buzzy, Joanne Worley and Lily Tomlin, as I said previously. But Lily Tomlin, you use a lot of because she's got lots of iconic characters. But the thing is, she joined a lot later once Laugh-In had kind of established its format. I wanted to see more of Joanne Worley and Ruth Buzzy. They were not used enough. And it seemed like they got this all-star cast in to try and replicate elements of the original show that just cannot be replicated because it's a time and place, and somehow the original show is still relevant today. So adding in things about, I don't know, modern day politics and Twitter and stuff, that doesn't really sit right with me. I got confused as to what it was supposed to be. I did enjoy, though, some of the mixture of the way that they mixed old with new. Certainly on certain things. You can see I'm trying not to spoil it. All I can say is I, as a fan, was disappointed. But if you want to go and check it out, please do. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. It's called Still Laughing, The Stars Celebrate. And that they do. But if you want to go and see the original Laugh-In and you've never seen it before, or maybe you want to recapture the youth because your parents wouldn't let you watch it or whatever, and you were being naughty for whatever reason, if you want to do either of those things, go onto Amazon Prime and watch the full series on there. And it looks to be uncut as well, because there's a lot of jokes in those old shows that would not fly today. So yeah, if you want to watch the Netflix thing, you know, please do, but please be warned, it is a little bit disappointing. And to be honest, I would have preferred a documentary, but I understand that as a thing, a lot of the people sadly are no longer with us, and a documentary might have been harder. So well done to them. Not exactly my cup of tea. And if you want the original Laugh-In, Amazon Prime, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Love it. And that just about brings us to the end of this edition of the Old Time Review Show podcast. Thank you very much for listening. My name's been Jamie Dyer, and if you want to find out more about the podcast and what we do, it's www.oldtimereview.co.uk. Do check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and any other social media channels out there as well. And I shall see you same time, same place next week on the podcast. Thank you to the Joy Drops for this theme tune, and once again, bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Old Time Review Show podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. See you on the next podcast.